Hey, how's it going out there? Welcome back. It's another Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey.
Hey,
Carolyn.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hay is for horses.
Hay is, in fact, it is.
No more horses.
It's for horses. No, we can't bring that back again. But even though, yes, we do have Huzzard back in the studio and Danny is back again. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
It's like I never left the state.
Yes, it's exactly like you haven't left the state at all. We've just, it's, I don't know what. How many more weeks are we away until, like, Christmas? What is it, 2 weeks?
Something like that.
A handful of weeks.
A handful of weeks? This is incredible.
What about the end of the world is on the 21st? So
is it really? I forgot about that. I'm so excited.
How many more shows do they have until the end of the world?
How many more shows until, when is the end of the world, 21st?
The 21st.
One?
Oh my gosh.
We have one more after this.
So on the, what day is the 21st?
It's a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Oh my gosh.
We don't even get to Christmas. Why are we doing shopping?
But isn't it happening at like 4 in the morning on the East Coast or something crazy?
It's actually
like
a time.
Yeah.
That the end of the world's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We're just gonna be asleep.
Broken down.
Well, that's a peaceful way to go. Wake up on the 22nd.
Well, didn't Joe say in the other episode that it would be a slow burn?
I just want it to be.
Well, I thought if like the gravity just like completely died out, wouldn't we just all just fly into our ceilings from bed?
Yeah. Exactly.
You'd eventually like choke out though, right?
No, you'd be in space. You just boom and you'd
blow
up. No, but
if you're in the house, you could survive if you still had like food and stuff.
No, but the gravitational pull's gone, so the house is gone. It's just off the earth.
Oh my gosh. So all the houses would pull up and uproot?
Just like the world would just basically fly apart.
That actually would be pretty cool to see. Has any movie ever done that before? Like any visual?
I know it would be over.
Would you say it would be over?
Look, like, if you actually watch any movie, you can make it end in, like, 4 minutes or quicker.
Explain.
Like,
Predator.
Like, no. Think about back to Star Wars, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're going into Tatooine. And he goes to the Stormtrooper guards. It's like, these are not the droids we're looking for. They're just like, no, we're not looking for droids. We're looking for an old Jedi criminal. Come with us, sir. Movie's over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
or the Karate Kid. What if, you know, in the Karate Kid, what if Johnny just stabs him?
Oh, no, I see what Huzzard's saying. So Mr. Miyagi's always like, about the crane kick, he says, if do right, no can defense. And then so the tournament comes and he does the crane kick, but then Johnny blocks it and kicks his legs out and it's over.
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, quicker than that.
You didn't do it right.
What are we talking? All right, since the news music is playing, Carolyn, what's the news?
The news is this Sunday we will be in Philly, the town of Boy Meets World. We will be there for the Locust Moon Comics Festival. I hope you all join us. It's at the Rotunda on Walnut Street in Philly. Be there this Sunday. Sunday.
The town of Boy Meets World, you said. Philly?
Yes.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
We've been watching a lot of Boy Meets World lately.
And I will have to say, so that's my big important news for us regarding Curl Studio. Now, I have to say, it is, I believe, our last tour date of the year. So
it is.
Join us in Philly. Otherwise, we'll see you in 2013 if the world does not end. But
which I'm hoping it does.
In addition to that, I am looking forward to, in 2013, speaking of Boy Meets World, did you guys all hear about this? They're going to have Girl Meets World. And it's going to be Corey and Topanga raising a daughter.
Now, Dan, you had a theory about how this show is already going to fail, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've done extensive... I wasn't a
extensive
very...
Extensive report. I've done extensive
observations on Boy Meets World and the entire show. Well, okay, so to cut the long story short, if Corey's best friend Sean was not a part of the show,
yeah,
they would not have enough content to go beyond one season. Like, what did the show go, like 7 seasons?
Probably
five or
they went to college, right?
And every season we ran about like 20 episodes. Well, about like 80% of every season was Sean just doing stupid stuff. Like Sean, let's say Sean's parents were getting divorced,
yeah,
and that's an episode. Sean's failing in school. That's an episode. Sean's dad's a deadbeat. That's an episode.
Sean joins a cult.
That's my favorite one. But like basically, the whole series completely revolves around Sean fucking everything up, and like how Corey and the Matthews family have to compensate for Sean's deadbeat family
well,
and like
wait a
solve
second.
It.
Wait a Couldn't they just give, you know, their daughter, like a Kimmy Gibbler?
Well, that's what I think. I feel like that should happen.
That's what they are doing, actually.
Or Kimmy Gibbler.
There's going to be a Sean in terms of that it's Cory and Topanga's daughter's best friend.
Well, like, that means...
But you want what's his face? What's Sean's real name?
Ryder Strong.
You want Ryder Strong. You want Mr. Cabin Fever to be in the
movie. It doesn't. You know, honestly, it doesn't even have to be Ryder Strong. It's just the character Sean Hunter needs to come back.
No, but if he ever comes back, it has to be played by Ryder Strong. You can't just be somebody else. That would completely be horrible.
No. It could be. Sean could have grown
the passion in Carolyn's voice.
Sean grows up to become a teacher. And then the Girl Meets World revolves around how she's the student to Sean, and Sean is still a deadbeat.
Well, do you know who actually is going to be the teacher? Cory.
I thought Cory was going to be the new principal.
Well, it's either something with school. I don't know if it's the principal or the teacher, but he's something revolving school.
Well, bottom line is...
Like, he's basically going to be Feeny.
If there is no Sean, or no Sean-like character, that completely is a monumental fuck-up in life...
But that's the show's... the daughter's best friend is.
Well, think about all like the best friends in school. You had like Blossom had six. She was screw up. You had in
wait, six was a screw up?
Yeah, I think yeah, she was.
It's not.
Every one of these sitcoms, do they always have one screw up?
It's not so much that she was a screw up. She got involved with Joey, and then that's what caused people to watch.
They had the you know, Doogie Howser, his best friend.
Yeah, Vinny was a loser.
See, then you had a. That show with the guy with Down syndrome, loser.
What show was that?
Life goes on
with Corky.
Oh yeah, that's right.
No, Cork. No,
that's Perfect Strangers.
No, see the thing with the I thought Life Goes On was Corky was the one with Down syndrome, but
he was like, the smartest one on the show.
Yeah, he was the smartest one in the show because all the family members had all these personal issues that they couldn't get over, and Corky was the one who innocuously, innocently solved everything.
So that's pretty much how like all these shows were. They have one sort of
you gotta have a screw up.
One down and out character.
Even in Step by Step, they had the older son,
the guy living in the car.
Well, Cody was the problem solver.
Yeah, but it was Cody. Like on the dad's side, the older son, he was like the screw up.
Or Al in the early season, it was Al.
Yeah, yeah.
Miscreant, the tomboy, who got in trouble.
That is like the. See, I don't even know if sitcoms have it like that anymore. Like I feel like there's a little.
There aren't really any sitcoms on show.
Yeah, there's not really many sitcoms in general.
But what do they have now? Because now...
Modern Family. And that's just like... How can we exploit Sofia Vergara this episode?
How can we do that?
I mean, like sitcoms are more like one-off episodes.
Well, now they're always
trying
to...
serialize.
Aren't they? Now they're trying to involve like all these deep...
storylines. And
it's like, oh yeah, he's gay. What's the trouble of being gay? It's always about being gay or something like that.
Like all the Glee stuff.
Gay, yeah.
I think Three's Company was the show that addressed gay issues the best.
Really?
Yes.
You know, the funny thing is, it didn't occur to me that Jack Tripper was trying to be gay until like I was much older. I just remember it was a... goofy show about a guy living with two girls.
I guess it makes
with
complete,
Don Knotts.
I guess it makes complete sense then.
Well, but like, so basically what I have heard is that Sean will not be back because that's what Ryder Strong wrote on his blog.
And then you say it's going to be a failure because there is no Sean.
So he might be back for like a guest episode, but he's not on permanent cast.
Well,
is that still okay for you?
No. Show won't last more than one season.
Where is this show going to be? Is it actually going to be on ABC? Are shows even still on ABC?
It's either
going to
be on
Family?
That or like Disney Channel.
It
might be on Disney Channel.
I just can't see the promotion for it. They can't be like a fresh new episode of Girl Meets World after Modern Family. Fresh and the water splash graphics everywhere.
Fresh is like the term for like our generation now. It's like everything is so fresh.
That's actually what I'm wondering is like, you know, because we were just watching we've seen like a whole bunch of new like the older second season episodes of Boy Meets World and that really amazing writing. It's like, do you think they can hold up to that level of writing these days? What are they gonna have now?
Well, because also Michael Jacobs is going to be producing it. So I feel like he'll have a major hand in it, and he has, like, more experience. So maybe they'll know where to take the characters.
I mean, what type of stories can you expect? It's like
honestly, I think the recipe for early success to establish it, get a foothold, is literally reshoot all of the original episodes of Boy Meets World.
Just
modernize it with the current characters.
Exactly.
Why not? Why not?
First episode is first day in high school.
Its target audience has never seen it before. the older people like us, us old fucks, can be like, yeah, it was good, because we've already seen it before.
Yo, teach.
Exactly, yo, teach.
That's exactly
what it is, like, yo, teach. But, like, I'm excited about Girl Meets World. Like, it's so interesting, though, because, seriously, like, a couple months ago, I don't know why, but I was thinking a lot about Boy Meets World. Like, I was just, like, really thinking about it. And keep in mind, like, at this time, no one was saying a peep about Boy Meets World. It's been off the air for, you know, 12
Are you kidding? I watched it every morning while
I
was on
saying,
ABC Family Network.
But, like, no one, you know, no one...
ABC Family.
It's not very a prominent thing to really talk about. And then, like, I would always be thinking about it. Like, I'd be thinking about it at the gym. I'd be thinking about it, like,
pumping iron. I'm like, man.
I'm like,
man,
remember that episode where Sean got sucked into a cult?
Yeah. You're like, damn, remember when they went to the snow resort was that the other girl?
Remember when Sean got recruited by the mafia guys?
Yeah. They just stand out with that box? That was a Christmas episode, too, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. They were standing outside in the snow.
They had the best Christmas episodes.
And then I even had, like, you know, I was super thinking about it. And then enough to the point where... Like, I was like, I should put an image of Boy Meets World as my profile picture on Facebook. And then, like, you know, I was all like, encompassed by Boy Meets World. And the awesome thing was, it felt like it was kind of, like, this prediction that, like, in some weird mind-altering vision that I, like, Boy Meets World, like, became news all of a sudden. And now they're like, now it's Girl Meets World.
You know where Boy Meets World failed tremendously? They never established, like, yeah, they explain it's Philadelphia a lot, but it's nothing like Full House, where they showed they showed absolutely no monuments whatsoever. They showed nothing about it that
says
Philadelphia.
See, I think that there are, like, that's a good suggestion though, Danny, because I think that,
like, actually have them walk around like Philly.
There are things that they can do.
Does a place
does
Chubby's exist? Is Chubby's a real place? See,
Chubby's gonna be updated, right?
Well, they could change Chubby's, and it could be Chinks.
Yeah, it could be Chinks, so that people.
Wait a minute, what?
No. There's a restaurant in Philadelphia called Chinks Steaks.
What is Chinks? Okay, what the hell is
going on? And the best part is, it's got a controversial name. The owner, some white guy, like, fought in wars or something, and just has absolutely no reason to have the name Chinks. And then all the Asian people of Philadelphia are always trying to get him shut down because his name is Chinks Steaks. But the thing is, they don't have any sort of landmark.
Wait. Philadelphia has landmarks.
You don't need to do hand motions.
They did reference the Philadelphia Zoo when the wolf escaped.
Yeah, but they don't show anything. It's nothing like the Full House. It's not like Full House opening credits.
Did Full House go full on with it? Because that's the only time I really see that.
No, just in, like, the opening
scene.
But
the thing is, but that they established something at all. They at least established something.
And they had, like, that Good Morning San Francisco show that they worked on.
But the thing is, okay, so the
Well, Perfect Strangers. They had, in their opening,
they had all sorts of Chicago monuments, But the thing is, like, people make a big deal about trying to find these places on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, you can look up...
Like, Cosby Show had that.
You can find out the exact address of the Bundy home from Married with Children. It's in Chicago... Or it's in the outskirts of Chicago in the suburbs. And you can find out the approximate address of the Full House house. And...
Really?
Yes.
The Full House house?
The exact Full House
house. We went to the Full House
house.
Yes. What?
Husband and I went... When we went to San Francisco to go watch baseball...
Did you see the bunny wallpaper?
No. You can only see the outside.
Because I want to see Uncle Jesse's room.
No, because that's not real.
We stood outside...
I want, like, a room that has bunny wallpaper in it just in honor of Uncle Jesse. Or just maybe the pink closet downstairs.
We stood outside the Full House house and took pictures of ourselves in front of the Full House house.
Nice.
And the thing is, like, apparently I found a website of, like, San Francisco tours that... In one fell swoop, you can take, like, a bus ride that'll take you past the Full House, the Party of Five house, the house where they filmed Mrs. Doubtfire.
Of Five house?
Exactly, because they all took place in San Francisco within the same, like, five-block radius. And the whole thing is, like, they don't do that in Boy Meets World. So you can go to Philadelphia and be like, we're in the home of Boy Meets World! But then you have absolutely nowhere to go.
But Boy Meets World uses the same shot of the house each time.
That's not, like, even, like, a legitimate,
like,
house either.
That house is, like, in, like... Santa Monica, California,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, just some sort of lot, yeah. Blue light on top of it.
Or the Golden Girls house that's on the MGM lot in Orlando.
Like, yeah, the Munsters house. It's on the lot of Universal.
It probably is on some.
So Boy Meets World, they establish themselves in Philadelphia, but they don't actually, like.
See, but that is something that they, for the future, for Girl Meets World, they can establish that, and I hope that they're back.
They should open a restaurant called Chubby's.
Do you know if it's going to be shot the same exact way? Is it going to be sitcom style, or is it going to be, like, Modern Family style?
I don't know. But I would like it to be sitcom style, actually. I don't think they should, like, change just to be, like what's popular now.
Filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if they do really that, should. I would go. I would.
Yeah, and then have like the tracks of like go. If there's a kiss or flirtation. Then
the sitcoms were actually shot like that, weren't they?
It was awesome.
They were really done children. Like that.
Remember Rock? They bragged about how it was live every episode. Yeah. So if any mistakes, yeah, they got to own it right there.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the Boy Meets World. That brings back to like the TGIF lineup. But also just I felt like Boy Meets World was almost like it was, I mean, I guess after Full House left, it became like the spine.
They became the number three.
What was the number one and two?
Number one was Full House, and then Full House got so big for TGIF, they got moved to like a like death a slot on Tuesday.
Tuesday,
or
yeah.
Yeah, they got moved to Tuesday. Family Matters got bumped up to number one, and then they introduced Step by Step to do number two. Boy Meets World took three. Dinosaurs was only on like very short, early year. The fourth show was always like that Look Who's Talking rip-off. With Scott Baio instead of John Travolta.
What show was that?
I don't remember that show at all.
It was like Baby Talk. Yeah. But the last show, no one ever watched the last show because it was always stuff like Hank of Mr. Cooper or...
It used to be like Clueless too. They had Clueless back there.
What about Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Sabrina was in there for a good amount of time. That's when they were trying to euthanize that whole entire lineup. You know?
Euthanize it?
Step by Step, always for me, was like the show that you just had to watch in order to get to Boy Meets World. Because I was always like, I mean, it wasn't like horrible, but I never got super into it, but I always watched every episode.
You know, it's funny too, because you think about how, look at all of our extensive knowledge of TGIF. And then if you think about shows today, you can look on Wikipedia. There is an actual entry called the Friday Night Death Slot. Because it's that Friday night, if you get, basically nowadays,
like Brimstone.
If you get put on Friday night, it's because you're dead. Because nobody watches TV on Friday nights because everyone's going places on Friday nights now.
Because people have lives.
But think about it. No, back like when we were in high school, all the big show, X-Files was on Friday night.
That's right.
Yeah, but X-Files was...
But it was on Sunday.
I watched X-Files all the time until I was 16. And then when I had my license, I was never home on Friday.
It's our generation that ruined TV.
Yeah, we kind of did. It's all our fault.
But like Boy Meets World and all that
but,
shows,
but yet now we have
still,
the best
like,
TV that there
we were
is.
Able to drive.
Yeah,
I guess because Boy Meets World ended in 2000.
Yeah, but to me, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't remember watching the later seasons of Boy Meets World
when they went to college. When Eric Matthews had short hair, when they had the black chick and the red haired chick.
I watched some of them.
Oh, the redhead
like,
was so hot.
Did you know if there was like, oh, I'm friends with that girl on her name's like. Milan Baxter or something.
And they didn't.
Some friend.
What's her face? Angela?
But no, I'm friend. She's following me on Twitter too.
Angela nice. Left, or she ditched Sean at the end of the series, didn't she?
Did she?
Yeah. So the black chick? Yeah. Sean was all like, the black chick, Angela. She's
because they were together as seniors, weren't they?
She's the love of my life, and you know that because you know Corian's over Topanga, and Sean was supposed to end up with Angela, but they like at the end of the series, Angela ended up like moving to Europe or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that. And then they introduced a Lawrence brother to the series.
Yeah.
Joey Lawrence?
Wasn't that Jonathan Brandis or something?
Huh?
Wasn't that like Jonathan Brandis who played him?
No, it was actually...
It's like Joey Lawrence's brother.
It's actually... Remember you know how the Lawrence brothers actually had like their own show on the WB?
All three of them?
Middle one joined... When that failed, the middle one joined the... What's it called? The Boy Meets World.
Yeah, he was the half-brother.
And then was friends with Eric Matthews. I remember the shit. And then that's where the red chick came in. The redhead girl.
So you were the one that didn't go out on Friday nights.
Huh? Me? I didn't go out anywhere.
Or typically we ended up at Joe's house on Friday night.
That's pretty much how it went, man.
Or you were watching Boy Meets World and everyone else, I don't know what they were doing.
Yep. Well, no, I worked. I worked, and so I worked for a good bit of
at Springfield
all this
Mall?
Friday. Yes, rest in peace.
All right, peace, Springfield Mall.
Blessed soul.
Rest its soul.
Now it's all in pieces.
Yeah.
No, I remember that time. I remember a lot of Boy Meets World, man. I can actually, like, when one episode is on TV, I specifically know, like, oh, I know what the hell this episode is. I know what that episode is.
Joe, do you still have them all on tape?
Do I have them all on tape? I never had them all on tape, but now we have them all on DVD.
You had Dawson's Creek on tape.
I did have Dawson's Creek on tape, which is actually now a freaking amazing show because James Vanderbeek is on that, that show with
that
Kristen
show,
Ritter.
Yeah. The Bee in Apartment 23.
Which is, he plays a satire version of himself, which is genius.
You know what, though? I tried to get into that show.
It's funny how people now, they make fun of Dawson's Creek, and they're having, like now, like in the news and media or whatever, they're having these stories of teachers sleeping with their students. And did they motherfucking do that in the first season of Dawson's Creek? That was awesome.
That was the most scandalous.
I have a question. Didn't they have an episode where Pacey was gay?
No.
Wait, Pacey was gay in something.
No. What, in your mind.
No, wait.
In real life.
You're like, I wish.
No, Pacey's not gay. He's
that, No. That was that movie. That movie with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Was he gay in that movie? Was he
what
even
movie
in that movie?
What movie was this?
I don't even remember the name of the movie.
Came out in 1998. Cruel Intentions?
Yeah, Cruel Intentions.
I don't know. I think he was gay.
Was that Ryan Felipe or something?
Ryan Felipe was in there, yeah. And with Reese Witherspoon? Late 90s, maybe.
I think it's just like they open the I remember the scene where he's announced as being gay. They open the door. He's just in bed with his shirt on. And he's just like, and they're like, wait, what? What are you doing here? And he's like, I'm gay.
I think he was sleeping with a guy and they opened the door on him or something.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with his real life. He was going out with
no, but I'm talking
Katie,
about. I thought that was on Dawson's Creek.
No, they actually had a gay character in Dawson's Creek.
Katie Holmes has a giant beard though.
She has a giant beard?
No, she is a giant beard.
What?
Where's her beard? You guys don't know what beard is?
No, we don't know what that means.
A beard? It's a term for a girl that is with a gay guy to make them not look gay.
Tom Cruise?
Point exactly.
Nice.
Well, they're not together anymore.
Well.
So what does that leave Katie Holmes now?
Available.
Homeless.
Shaved off.
Katie Holmes, I felt like, made sad.
Nothing but bad decisions.
Bad decisions. She's like, no, I don't want to be on The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight. Bam. Yeah. Now she's nothing.
Well, maybe because Tom Cruise wouldn't let her be on it.
I don't want you to be more popular than me.
That's fine, because I like Maggie Gyllenhaal more than her.
I don't know, man. But apparently, I read this one article that said that when she was growing up, she had a poster of Tom Cruise in her bedroom. So at one point, I guess,
from Risky Business.
She looked up to him as, a hot sex symbol guy, and now she's like,
well, it's like the dude who played Greg Brady. He's dating some model that's like half his age, the chick who won like America's
Adrian Curry. Yeah.
She did an interview on like Howard Stern. She's all like, yeah, I used to watch the Brady Bunch, and I just always remember Greg Brady.
Now she's like the queen of cosplay, or she's doing that's all I ever see her now. Just cosplay.
She's the queen of ass shots on Twitter, apparently.
Yeah. That's really what social media is all about these days. It's just ass
showing your ass.
Really, that's what comes down to.
No,
any
she even admit it. She's like, every time I feel like my Twitter followers are getting bored, bam, ass shot.
Bam, ass shot, or yeah. Possible boob shot. You know,
I've seen like girls where their Twitter profile, their avatar, is like a picture from the neck down. Their head's gone.
Wait, as it's just boobs?
Yeah, it's just boobs.
You can't have that as an avatar.
It's very weird to
they
me.
They regulate that, man.
No, they have it. Not exposed boobs, but just like boobs. Like they're in a tank top.
Okay.
Well, people need attention.
Yeah, that's okay then.
There are people that just
nose down.
Like
nose down.
That's like the reverse MySpace shot.
I will say that the red-haired girl from Boy Meets World, she does post a lot of body pictures of herself.
Really? Is she in good shape?
Yeah.
I hope so.
She's in good shape.
She's ready for the reunion.
As far as I know, she hasn't made any comments about it, but I've seen people ask her.
She's probably not going to be on it then.
She's not going to make it.
She hasn't made any comments. But she was also apparently in this White Chicks movie.
The only characters from the original Boy Meets World to actually make any sort of impact in the new one is any of the Matthews family, Mr. Feeny. Maybe the teacher.
A lot of people want Mr. Feeny.
Carolyn, weren't you saying something about Will Friedle doesn't want to be on it or something like that because he's too prominent of a person now?
No, I never said that. But I don't know any status of him, but I know that he's not on Twitter or Facebook.
It doesn't matter if it's Will Friedle or not. They could just replace the actor with the guy who played Cody from
no,
Step by Step.
Gonna say hands down, you cannot replace any of the actors in Boy Meets World. It's so genuine. The fans would get so pissed off if you do that. You cannot do that.
No one cares about the fans.
It's all
about the new audience.
I feel like Will Friedle is possibly at this point, he's the only one out of the whole cast that was actually doing something.
Yeah, he's the one
substantial.
That's actually been working.
Like, the only one that's possibly relevant.
No, honestly, I think Topanga is up there, too, because she...
No,
because
she,
of her Weight
she had,
Watchers
like, a...
And...
She had a DUI.
Because of Weight Watchers.
No, first of all, after Boy Meets World, she didn't do anything that I know of prominently in the media. Then she had, a DUI back in, the time of Paris Hilton. Remember when all those girls were, acting bad? Then, like, Topanga had one.
Acting bad.
But the key is,
you
know, she
stayed. The girl's gone bad. And then she did the weight loss thing, and she was in these horrible ads on, like, the back of USA Today.
Did she gain a lot of weight? I never watched
her. She wasn't, like, a lot. It wasn't, like, to a point where it's like, oh, she's fat.
But she didn't look like how she did, like, when she was playing a 13-year-old.
I guess, like, let's just put it this way. She wasn't, like, bikini ready.
She was always kind of thick. That's the thing. When the show ended, she was always a little chubby. Not like unattractive chubby,
yeah,
but
she wasn't chubby, but she wasn't like a stick model.
Isn't she like half something? Isn't she half black or something?
I have no idea.
I had some notion that I thought she was. I was like, oh, that's just
everyone's half everything.
But the thing is, Topanga stayed somewhat relevant, or she stayed more in the. Well, come on, what did the parents do? What did fucking Ben Savage do?
No one cares about the parents.
Ben Savage didn't do.
No
jack.
One cared about Bryn Savage.
Exactly. Well, I know that Ryder
Ben Savage
Strong,
was a necessary evil.
Yeah, Ryder Strong did like
he Ryder
did
Strong,
Cabin in the
Cabin
Woods.
Fever.
He did
Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever. Yeah,
and
Cabin
then
Fever.
He also
Cabin in the Woods.
He's actually been making movies with his brother. Because they have a company called Brothers the Brothers Strong
he was
or
also
something,
in,
like Strong Brothers.
He was also in Pepper Dennis with Larissa Olenek.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Rebecca Remain Stamos,
I remember we only watched that in honor of Ryder Strong. We're like, Ryder Strong's on this show, we gotta watch it.
I still contest that Topanga had a better post-Boy Meets World career
and
than
Will Friedle was
not Will
Friedle? Friedle was in Go Fish with Macaulay Culkin's brother. Remember that?
Will Friedle was Terry McGinnis.
Okay, no, I would say, okay, Power Rankings.
You're talking about face? You've actually seen their face?
Post Boy Meets World, I would say the Power Rankings would be Will Friedle, Topanga, then Ryder Strong. Everyone else didn't do shit.
No one does anything after a sitcom.
No, Feeney has done a lot.
Well, what did Feeney do?
I don't know.
He was a kid on Knight Rider.
You have to get his IMDb, but he was like, he played like one of the presidents. He played like John Adams or something like that.
Huzzer, what did he do? Or what did they?
Well, this was before Boy Meets World. He was the voice of Kit on Knight Rider.
Wait, so they just redid Knight Rider then, so he might have
been Kit again.
Yeah.
I think he was. But think of it. Like, all these sitcoms, like, they go and they're going into, like, year 7 and 8, and the cast is like, yeah, we're getting tired of this. We want to move on to bigger projects. Then
they
the
never
sitcom,
do.
And they never, there's no bigger projects. Think about, like, Nikki Cox. What happened to her?
Las Vegas.
She's married to
forever.
She was married to Bobcat Goldthwait, and now she's married to that guy from Go.
Remember Nikki Cox,
the blonde guy.
After Unhappily Ever After, had her own show, which dated a professional. Yeah, but it lasted like 2 seasons. And after that, Las Vegas, which was on forever.
Yeah, but
after that, I don't know.
They were actually still filming. They're actually filming episodes of Las Vegas in Atlanta.
How long is that show going to go on?
A lot of people don't understand how, like, apparently, you know, she's all hot and everything, and then they don't understand how she marries like all these like average looking comedians.
Well, I mean, just think about like sort of really popular like Friends. Like there were a couple people that went on and did something, but who cares about like Chandler?
It's funny because Chandler is still like...
He's still on TV, but no one watches
his umbilical
show.
Cord is still attached to NBC. And
yeah.
He does nothing but these like...
Wait, Chandler's still on TV?
Yeah, he has a new show about...
Matthew Perry?
Yeah.
He does all these stupid NBC shows that never last. They always get cut. And they always try to latch on to whatever reality show they have.
He's doing something. He is working. Like, at this point, it's like, as long as you have a job...
Oh, I just remember...
You have a job.
I just remember Ross, how he gets like... Just
apt pupil.
Yeah, he gets so verbally owned at the end of apt pupil. I'm like, oh my
god. I remember that.
Ross got owned. He's such a minor role in the movie, but yet he still gets owned harder than anyone else.
Owned by Magneto.
No, it wasn't even Magneto. It was the kid. Wait, wasn't the kid? Wasn't that on what's his face?
That's like a Nazi. That was like a pro-Nazi movie, wasn't it?
The kid went on to be someone.
No, the kid was in Sleepers. Renfro. It was Brad Renfro.
Yes.
Brad Renfro.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say Heath Ledger, but it was Brad Renfro. But yeah, like he just gets owned by Brad Renfro. It's just like holy shit.
But is that theory is Hazard's theory true of like, you know, after a sitcom you basically can't. I mean,
well, actually,
I don't know.
I mean,
Seinfeld, there, everyone except for what's his face.
Kramer hasn't done shit other than
except in make racial slurs.
Yeah, racial.
Well, after it's hard to come back after that. That was basically like a Mel Gibson level.
All of them were like household names. And then they've dropped to, like, a much lower level
now.
You
know, Seinfeld's a funny one because, like...
Elaine still has her show.
Yeah, Elaine still has a show.
But she's not, like...
She's had a couple shows.
Yeah. People know her for Seinfeld.
Kramer made an ass of himself.
Yeah.
Seinfeld has his own gig.
Jason
Seinfeld
Jason
is
Alexander?
Just above everything.
Jason Alexander's a big loser. It's just... He doesn't do anything.
He does theater. He does a lot of theater,
He might do theater, but then, honestly, I think a minor character in Seinfeld had a better post-Seinfeld career than fucking George. Like that guy with the white hair who played Elaine's boss.
He hosts the dog show.
Yeah, exactly. And he did Family Feud, and he was on Dancing with the Stars, and that guy knows how to stay on camera.
Wasn't he on WALL-E? What's he in the movie WALL-E?
May as well have been.
I always hear that voice everywhere, man.
Wasn't he like the voice of like a Wheat Thins commercial and stuff like that? Like, he's just always around.
Also, what about Elaine's boyfriend who played the Tick later on?
Yeah, and wasn't that guy like in Sex and the City for like all those seasons?
Yeah,
he played like what's Mr. Big or something.
Carolyn just started actually
no,
seeing
I
a little bit.
No, I didn't just start.
Or like what?
It happened to be on. While
happened
I was
to
in
be
the
on. For yeah, but you had an impression of Sex and the City.
Yeah, I watched. Two episodes, or like...
We're not saying that you started watching, but you watched one.
Yeah, you can't go around saying I started watching
it. I never said... I take
it
back.
It was on TV while I was at the gym, and I was watching it while I was at the gym because it was on TV.
You know, honestly, it's not that I watched it myself when I lived at my parents' house.
What, Sex and the City?
Yeah, my sister would watch it in the basement because that was the only TV that had cable, and I just overheard a couple episodes. And I have to say that segment of Forgetting Sarah Marshall where Jason Segel gets drunk... And he's all like, I'm Miranda from Sex and the City. And he's like basically doing impressions of Sex and the City for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, he nailed it. That is every episode of Sex and the City right there.
Well, I will say from the two episodes I did see, when that show was very popular, personally, I don't think I was old enough to like really enjoy it, even though a lot of people watched it. But I still think I was like too like immature to really enjoy like the whole like, oh, I'm a single female in the city and I'm having lots of sex. But now like as an adult watching it, it's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I can't relate to those female characters at all personally. But I will say the writing on it is like really good though.
It's clever.
It's very clever. But as far as like me really adoring the characters, I can't really sit around and be like, I really like, there wasn't even one of them that I can relate to. And also Sarah Jessica Parker,
horse
I don't know
face.
I have a hard time with her.
Horse
you know what,
you
know
what, aren't, horse face. Aren't they all though?
You know what show I've been going back and watching?
What's that?
X-Files.
Well, that's an X-Files is just a beautiful show.
But I've noticed stuff about it that like I didn't notice when I first watched it, but, well, I was a kid, high school, but they have, like, every time David Duchovny gets bored, he watches porn. Every time, in, like, X-Files, he's in a motel room and
he's
just
bored. But
isn't
that how his character, in real life, David Duchovny is, like, a sex addict?
Yes, because it was, like, sort of a reference
Californication wasn't exactly written completely from
fiction. It was
fiction.
Sort of a reference to, like, Red Shoe Diaries, which he was doing at the same time as he was doing the X-Files. And so it was just kind of funny that the thing he turns on is porn. And then, like,
it's
every,
very realistic, you know?
Every now and then, like, Jack Black shows up randomly.
How different.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Jack Black's in one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't Jack Black one of his, like, what is it, the...
No. It was an episode...
Shut down!
It was an episode where some kid that played arcade games got powers to kill people. He killed Jack Black.
I know. I remember seeing Jack Black in an episode of The X-Files. The Lone Gunman. Jack Black was not one of the gunmen.
Lone Gunman, man. That I never got a chance to see that, but that was made by someone who did something really awesome.
No, those are the three hacker nerds that Mulder used to go to all the time for like extra help.
No, but I'm trying to think of like, because the guy who created the Lone Gunman, like,
yeah, it's Vince Gilligan.
Yeah, that's right. And then they're Breaking Bad.
if you look at the producers of
from Richmond
X-Files, you have Gilligan, Kim Manners, and Tim Minor.
That's a triad.
They all have TV shows on now. You know,
I don't know if Tim Minor, I don't know if he does.
He has Grimm.
Grimm? Okay, yeah. That makes sense. It's good to see him doing something. after Firefly, I didn't know if he was ever going to come back. He was really sad about that. You know, we just see him at like conventions, being like, "Yeah, I'll do something one of these days." He was like, "Let's get Boy Meets World back at going." Yeah. Do you know where they're going to stick that show?
No.
What, Boy Probably, yeah,
Girl,
like,
Boy Meets Girl Meets World?
It's got to be in Philadelphia.
Channel.
I mean, like the time
channel.
Of day. Because that's really crucial.
Well, first of all, I don't even know if it's been fully greenlit. Because all that they've said is that they're casting for the girl.
Well, if they cast it, that means it's greenlit.
No,
it's
greenlit.
No, they've
already announced it.
No,
it's
but
over.
They said that
you can't announce something like that and then
wait,
not
wait,
do
wait.
It.
They said that they were just shooting the pilot.
Yeah, they've gone too far.
Well, that's a greenlit.
All right, what channel was Hannah Montana on?
Disney.
What about iCarly?
Disney.
Well, that's the
channel. It's going to
go on. I think it's going to do really well because, first of all,
I thought it was Nickelodeon.
No, it's Disney. Everybody in our generation.
I don't know what Nickelodeon has now.
But like every, first of all, everybody in our generation.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Everybody in our generation that watched like TGIF is going to at least tune in for a couple episodes of Girl Meets World.
No, what's going to happen
in addition,
is
all the people that have kids.
All the people our age are going to DVR it.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Joe.
Nailed it.
And then all the young kids are going to watch it because it's a brand new show and it's going to be so promoted and everyone's going to talk about it. Everyone was already talking about it for like a whole week on the internet.
It's a tough thing.
A whole week on the internet.
It's a tough thing these days.
That's
because
a long
if
time.
You can easily just DVR something, you really don't need to tune in live.
No, you don't.
You know, that's the sad thing. It's like, if I say I'm going to DVR it, that's kind of not a good thing because I have all of Walking Dead. I haven't seen a single episode.
But what do you actually watch, like, live?
Wrestling.
Sports.
No, I don't even watch wrestling live.
See, because, like, I don't have anything
I watch.
Live.
Well, I can't go and save 3 hours of television.
I watch,
take a big chunk
to be
away.
Perfectly honest, I watch nothing live. Nothing live
so
whatsoever.
There you go.
The Olympics?
I don't think that the networks are even concerned about that. I think it's all about advertising.
That's because they've learned how to, like, score it for rating purposes on DVR.
Or to throw in product placement ads.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Yes.
You could make a Girl Meets World type sequel for one other show.
Is it a sequel?
Sequel spin-off.
What would you spin off from an old show?
Any show or sitcom?
Any show.
Girl Meets World is a dream come true.
Dawson's Creek.
Do you want me to do... No, you can't do that thing finished. Trying to do a spin-off of something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I sort of really feel like I want to bring back two shows or do a spin-off of it. One would be My So-Called Life, and the other one would be Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Those would be the shows.
What about Andy Richter Controls the Universe?
I don't know about that. That show is just out of control. But those are the two shows that I feel like were ahead of its time, but then it was short-lived. Because Parker Lewis was doing stuff that like no one else was doing. And of course, you know, My So-Called Life had the Firefly effect. It's like it was so great at that moment, but it only lasted so long. That, like, even if you were to bring it back, I don't know if you'd have that fire
again. What about
Freaks
and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks is the same thing, too. It's sort of like, at this point, it builds such a niche audience, you know? But, like, I feel if you bring it back, it's probably not going to get as many ratings as you think it did. It's probably going to pull in this, you know, the Scott Pilgrim ratings, where it's like, oh, you got all the people that, you know, went to Comic-Con to see it, but that's not really the rest of the world.
Scott Pilgrim failed because everybody pirated it.
Which is our modern society at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because someone said about Wreck-It Ralph, they said, this is everything Scott Pilgrim should have been.
So really? Yeah. Why? The people didn't like Scott Pilgrim? Did you like Scott Pilgrim?
It was weak, to be perfectly honest. The only reason I was able to stay coherent watching it was Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
because of her...
No, because she's hot.
Well, did you watch The Thing then?
No.
She was in that too, right?
Yeah, but she was in Sky High.
Yeah, she was in Sky High. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think... It's tough to... If I don't know. Like, I'm for her, but it's tough for me to actually think if she's a good actress or not yet.
No, because she always plays, like, deadpan characters.
Exactly. Exactly. Or she plays a cheerleader, like in Death Proof.
Or like in Sky High.
Yeah.
Actually, she wasn't a cheerleader. She was just, like...
She was, like, a daughter. Yeah.
And the villain.
So you saw Wreck-It Ralph? I haven't seen that yet.
No, I actually haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph.
But people said that's supposed to be something like Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah, that's what I hear from my friends. Dude, I've seen like no movies. The last movie I ever saw in a theater was fucking Silent Hill Revelations.
Out of all the movies.
Exactly! Of all the things that can't come out over the last 4 years.
Like, didn't you learn from the first time we watched that movie in the theater? over 15 years ago?
No, I didn't.
That was actually one of the most iconic days of our lives.
Yeah, because Joe and I, we went to go see it because I knew someone who worked for the theater. At the mall that no longer exists.
Yeah.
And they were like, come on in after hours and watch it. So we did.
Was that really... I thought it was like a midnight screening
it
or
was.
Something.
Well, no. That was an employees only thing.
So it was really just like, hey, are you guys ready? Let's watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder, you know...
I thought those were real audience members.
No,
so
like, those were only people who worked at that theater.
That's
awesome.
Why the comment is so special, though.
Yeah, that's why, because it was just
You know what it is? That's perfect retribution, because that was like, after I left Silent Hill Revelations, I was like, man, I can't believe I paid $16 to watch this piece of shit. And then I was like, now that we've been discussing this, it's because I didn't pay to see Silent Hill 1.
That's right.
I was like,
that's
now right. They got my money tenfold.
That's right.
They're
and
never
going to
make
a... back then, movies were a lot cheaper, so you actually paid for it twice.
Exactly.
Were you saying that's true?
They're never going to make a good video game movie.
Wait, let's rethink of that. A good video game movie.
The first Resident Evil, I thought was all right.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't a piece of shit.
Like on the level...
It wasn't a piece of shit.
Why don't they make Super Mario Kart movie?
Like on the level of The Dark Knight. They're never going to get to that level.
Because you got to attach a real filmmaker, a real director to do that.
Well, they had Gore Verbinski lined up to do the Bioshock movie.
What happened?
I don't... It just fell apart.
Well, he was like, wait a minute, let me do Lone Ranger first.
Yeah. He was like, let me do Rango.
Yeah. He's like, well, this can wait. I mean, video game movies... All right, what do you have? You had Double Dragon.
Sucked.
You had Mario Brothers.
Oh, that is, suck doesn't even describe it.
You had Street Fighter.
Wait, there was a Mario Brothers movie?
Yeah, John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo and the guy who played Smee.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper was the bad guy.
Dennis Hopper was...
What year was that?
Richard Haskins.
What year?
1993 or 4.
Oh my god, I didn't even know that movie
was so bad.
Street Fighter?
Well, think about more modern ones.
What about the Street Fighter Chun-Li's greatest with Kristen Crook? Did you see that one?
Oh god, yes, and it was sucked too.
It sucked too. All right. I'm just trying to list them.
Doom with the Rock.
Doom with the Rock. It sucked.
Resident Evil.
So yeah, like I still contend that the first Resident Evil wasn't bad because they...
That didn't stop them from making 20 of them, did they?
No, they used concepts from the game without actually using actual game properties. And then it wasn't until the later movies where they're like, let's start integrating all the Resident Evil characters into the movie.
Why don't they just, at this point in the world, why don't they just make a Metal Gear movie? That seems like such a perfect thing. You can make a Metal Gear movie right now.
You know, if they wanted to make a good Metal Gear movie, you would never see the protagonist. Never. Shit just happens, and then like it's just an evil conglomerate doing shit, and then all of a sudden, one by one, little things start falling apart, and then it's just a chain reaction of little things falling apart, and then their ultimate plan just dissolves, and then that's it. That's what a good Metal Gear movie would be, because that's the point of the game, espionage.
Karen, what video game movie should be made?
I don't play video games.
Wolfenstein.
So
that's not
say.
True.
Actually, they kind of you know, did because it was called Inglourious Basterds.
What about that? I never got to play that video game with the dolphin, Echo the Dolphin. I always wanted to play it, but I didn't have.
No, that
Sega.
Wouldn't make a good movie because the basically
that's Flipper.
As innocuous as Flipper or as Echo the Dolphin sounds, as innocuous as it sounds, you're just playing a dolphin swimming around. No, it is a movie about or it's a game about fucking aliens.
What?
Is that what that is?
Yes, that is. Echo the Dolphin is about aliens.
What?
Really? Tell me about
yes.
this.
How?
The game was difficult to play, so I never got to
play it. I don't. Well, the thing is, if you just watched gameplay, you're a dolphin, and all your dolphin family gets like abducted by aliens.
What?
What?
And I'm not kidding when I say this. You travel through time. You travel through time as Echo the Dolphin. And then the very last stage is you're on the alien ship and you kill the final alien.
Whoa! What? Is that what happens at the end?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You're in the water?
Well, apparently the alien ship is full of water, and you just swim through, and you shoot other aliens with your now powerful laser sonar.
I had no idea. Oh, I want to play this
game now, man.
I'm
not kidding.
I want to play
kidding.
The hell out of this game. If I knew that's where the ending is, where you're going to be on an alien spaceship as a dolphin destroying aliens?
Yes.
What the hell? That's amazing.
So then, they should make that movie.
And then, you
I
know
don't
the,
think that would work as a movie.
And the last alien looks a lot like...
Gargamel? No.
A shark?
No, it's not even a shark. It's just
octopus?
Like
octopus.
It's
Mr. Feeny.
All right, so it's funny how you beat the last alien because you shoot out its eyes first. It's this giant thing.
You're a dolphin. What do you shoot its eyes out with?
With your sonar.
Why they should make a Boy Meets World?
I wish I were making
sound.
This stuff up. No, yeah, you're shooting your sonar until its eyes pop out, and then I kid you not, you have to when it opens its mouth, it starts to like suck everything in. You have to ram it in the bottom part of its jaw. As it opens its mouth, you ram it several times, and then when the jaw breaks off, the alien's dead.
I swear, I'm going to Wikipedia, or I'm going to go on YouTube and see someone play this whole game.
I'm not kidding.
Because now this thing sounds like the most ridiculous game I've ever seen.
I'm not bullshitting you.
Oh my god.
If you look on YouTube of Echo the Dolphin gameplay, this
is
the final battle.
I want to see that.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't know. I thought you were going to be facing like an octopus at the end of it, man.
No, the octopus, you do meet an octopus, and he helps you. You speak to the octopus, and the octopus tells you, he's the one that tells you to go back in time.
See, that's why, like, this might be a very challenge of a game to make into a movie, because it's like...
So no, you cannot make Echo the Dolphin into a movie.
Why not? Why? That'd be awesome. Imagine going to, like, New... No, you can't go to New Line, but imagine going to Warner Brothers and be like, listen...
DreamWorks.
Go to DreamWorks. Be like, listen, I just bought this property, Echo the Dolphin. Have you played it? Listen, Echo fights aliens. Come on. Come on, Michael Bay, buy that shit right now.
Michael Bay wouldn't buy it because there's no such thing as a fire explosion underwater.
You know who would buy it? You know who would buy it? You know who would buy it? Totally would buy it. James Cameron. Because he's like obsessed with the ocean and going underwater.
Wait, who directed Battleship?
Some bullshit.
It's irrelevant.
That bullshit. Michael Bay's friends.
You know, there was a movie called Battleship.
Yeah.
A long time ago before this past Battleship.
Really?
And it starred Mario Van Peebles.
Well, this one starred Rihanna, so. You know what? I have beef with Rihanna.
Who cares?
I don't
about
really
Rihanna?
Know much about
Let's
her
stop
as
talking
a
about Rihanna. She's just a.
But I will say,
shit.
Apparently she's still dating Chris Brown.
I don't know who Chris Brown
fuck
is.
Fuck them both.
Which is like
I don't
really it's
waste
like
time
really
on
like
that.
Why would you go back to that, Jenks? Plus, he got that. Did you see his neck tattoo?
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
It's called craziness.
The end.
Oh my god, I can't believe
guy beat up your face and you're still with him.
I couldn't believe when we were watching a Silent Hill, just like, you know, it's amazing that how much
light.
When you're yelling stuff out at the screen when it's just like 15 or less than 15 people, how amazingly and loud
that guy's
was.
Timing was impeccable.
I know, man.
It's like the screen.
Well, you should tell people the story again.
Well, no, it's like the end of the movie, and the screen goes like
it wasn't even that.
It fades to white, and then basically the entire theater is illuminated by this white light, and then you just see this guy like 8 rows up. He just stands up, throws his arms. All you see is a silhouette of a black guy standing up, throwing his arms up, and he yells, "The end."
And it's not! It's not over yet! It's just all this wishful thinking is being yelled at the screen.
I like how it's a silhouette of a black guy. How would you be able to know? It's a black silhouette.
Because
you
can tell, it was illuminated by the white light.
Exactly. You just see a shadow.
But
arms thrown up, I think the end.
A shadow equals a black person.
If they ever made a good video game movie, it'd be just self-aware.
Has there not been one good video game movie?
But like, you'd go in, you get to a locked door, like, damn, I don't have the key. It's like, the key... is 5 miles back that other way. You're like, shit, I'm not doing that. Kick down the damn door.
Actually, I have some friends back in Atlanta who are making like who are exploiting all these like tropes, like in Silent Hill. Like, there's a stack of cardboard boxes in front of you, and then you approach it, and it says, "I can't go around this." Basically, they're making a series of parody videos that makes fun of these tropes.
There should be a movie about
compatible.
What about Mario Kart? Movie.
They already have made a Mario Kart movie.
Really?
It's called Death Race.
What? I didn't really play like that many games, but I did play Mario Kart and then this one with like Mickey Mouse when he had to like collect apples. That's really about all of them. And then I played like the Spider-Man game.
Grand Theft Auto. I don't know why that's not it.
Grand Theft Auto
is not made into a movie yet. Even
that
though
could be a movie.
The game is already a freaking
it's
movie.
It's called Gone in 60 Seconds.
Because
we got to steal 50 cars in one night.
With games like that, with Grand Theft Auto, you're condensing like 30 or 60 hours into two. So that's like just difficult as hell.
All right, real quick. Last go around the circle. Everyone's favorite Boy Meets World moment. Huzzard, go.
Vader.
All right, Carolyn.
The entire show and how
no,
awesome
you
guys, it is.
You got to say a moment.
A moment?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you had one, that's first one in your mind.
I can't really pick because it's just like I love all the characters and all that they went through. I can't pick one moment. All
right,
I
Danny.
Love it all.
All right, the episode where Sean gets sucked into the cult. And, No, at the end of the episode, what's his face? Jonathan, the teacher, he's in the hospital. And Sean comes in. He's all like, oh my God. You know, what a Mr. Turner.
Oh,
he's all
yeah.
sad.
He's got a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, the cult leader comes in. He's all like, Sean, let's go. Let's go back home. And then Corey's dad, he's like, if you ever put your hands on him, I will kill you.
That was,
then,
that was Jonathan Turner's last episode, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's
who
how
cares?
He got written off.
The bottom line. The bottom line was that was that defining moment where... despite the fact that Corey's dad had said to Sean, like, at least 40 times in the series, Sean, you're one of us. You're part of family.
Yeah.
And Sean never bought it because he had that, like, martyr complex.
Yeah, I have no family. Mwah.
And then, but that part where he's all like, you put your hands on Sean again and I will kill you. I was like, holy shit, Corey's dad is serious.
Yeah. My favorite episode, and it's the same, it's another Sean story, is when...
it's always Sean! The whole series revolved around Sean!
But basically, it's when Sean was trying to get with the Larissa Olenek, when she's like the good girl. And basically, like, she wouldn't go out with them, and Sean was trying to prove that he's a good guy, and he went outside and remembered, like, oh yeah, he'd like picnics outside and had, like, the cold soup.
Dude,
and she waited outside. That was a crucial episode.
If you think about all the hot actresses that ever had a cameo on Boy Meets World, they always got to hook up with Sean.
Yeah.
Like what was it? The chick who played the...
Oh, you know, Linda Cardellini got with, what's his face? With Corey, though.
Oh, God.
The ski outfit time.
What the...
All right, got 20 seconds.
Remember the hot blonde chick who was the Terminator chick?
Yes, I knew Christina Loken's in
Christina Loken, yeah. She got to make out with Sean in that Sean in the series.
Yes. So everyone...
She's also friends with Jimmy Palmiotti.
Yes. So everyone, check it out. Show is produced by StraightProductions.com. Go check out Carolyn's webcomic, curls-studio.com/curls. Welcome back. What's it called? Girl Meets World. Thanks, Huzzard, for being on the show.
You are welcome.
Thanks, Danny.
Weren't we supposed to be talking about Golden Corral?
Sure. Catch you later, Carolyn.
Adios, everybody.
Peter. See you, everybody. Is that your life?